Songs That Send Us. It's your co-hosts Annie and Shaden, where every week-ish, we break down a song one of us loves. And today, Shaden picked Pancakes for Dinner by Lizzie McAlpine, a love of both of ours. We love her. But before that, we have to do Bop Talk, and we have to talk about what we've been listening to this week.
We do. Shaden,
what have you been listening to this week?
Well, so Annie, I thank you for asking. As usual, I really appreciate the engagement you give me. So I actually would also like to know, because I know we were talking about it last episode, how our, you know, we're just in a concert frenzy at the moment. How did your...
Oh, yeah. I forgot we haven't recorded since we...
we had it. Last week was busy, so I was like, let's just skip. But I mean, I know you went to the band Camino.
Yes.
Yes. How did we like that?
It was a great concert. It was so fun. So I know a few band Camino songs, and I like listened a lot to prep for it, but they're not a band I know super, super well. So I was like, oh, maybe I won't have that great of a time if it's like a lot of music I don't know. But of course not. I had a great time, and they're so energized, and they're great stage presence. The lighting was super cool at the concert.
I love that.
They were so good. And the, what's the word? The audience itself was really good too. Like just so high energy. Like I was telling Shaden, like very few cameras were out most of the time.
Love
like
that.
Everyone was just like there in the moment. And so I had so much fun. I was dancing the whole like hour, just enjoying the music.
I mean, to be fair to yourself, you're also just like a banging audience member at concerts. Like you just, you maybe record like one or two things. Yeah. And you're just vibing. So that's good. Love that for you.
Yeah. How about you? How about your concert experiences?
Where did it, what concert was it? Do you remember?
No.
That's disgusting, actually. You don't listen to
I
me.
I just know you went to one and I can't remember who it was.
So fucking disrespectful. It was
I'm a bad friend.
It was
My gosh, no, I did know this because you sent me that video and it was so killer. But I was amazed by how many every single person had their phone up.
Yeah, and it was that's like
a video of you with
That's the thing. So they were amazing, like incredible energy, sound so crisp live. Like my friend Lorena and I were just like vibing, and I will say a lot of people were not. They were just kind of, there was this tall dude behind us, and he like was stoic and just like recording like 90% of the concert.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Their opener was kind of weird. We missed it because it was, first of all, it was, like, really, like, a massive line winding around the building to get in, which, to be fair, I don't think they tour very often, so maybe that's why it was so busy and people were recording and they have, you know, iconic songs, but...
Yeah.
Like, I think I recorded one and then Lorraine recorded some and we were just, like, absorbing.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Beach House could be one of those bands, too, where... there's a few of their songs that are really popular. So, like, people would come because they're like, oh, I know this one song that's really popular by Beach House, but not really know the rest of their music. Whereas with Band Camino, they're not so big that I feel like people are like, oh, I know this one huge hit. Like, the people there were probably more, like, really true fans. Not that people there weren't true fans, but it's a different energy. But I'm sure their music itself still was, like, awesome.
Yeah. To be, not to shame anyone, but... Lorraine was like, there are so many, like, TikTok girls here, which they looked like babies, basically, and, like, probably were just there for, like, Space Song or whatever, which is fine. Yeah. But it was definitely interesting to see. And there was quite an age range, like, actual adult men, like, fathers, as well as high school kids.
Interesting. Yeah, I've actually seen a lot of criticism on TikTok lately about younger people going to concerts who don't really have great concert etiquette.
Oh, actually.
They haven't been going to concerts the last, like, 2 years or don't really know. It's, like, their first foray into concerts. And there's been some, like, complaints about that. Like, a lot of people going and just recording the whole concert or, like, not really respecting the artists and, like, yelling things at them that is kind of objectifying or, you know.
Yeah. Do you know what? Lorraine is actually saying this exact same thing, and I hadn't seen much of this, but I know that was a whole thing with and I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast, but with Mitski, when she was saying, hey, can you not record my entire show and just be with me, can we have a moment?
And people, and I've seen some stuff too, Mitski specifically, like talking about their experience of being like objectified or like their fans like asking for too much, and then like people just in the audience being like, you're so hot, like, and yelling stuff like that, where it's like, it's just kind of like cringe. Like, I know you mean it well, but you're not really respecting the artist. I don't know.
That reminds me, and I've seen him once, Harry, in concert back in Boston. Mm. I was like nosebleeds, but it was a good experience. But I doubt I'll get tickets for this time around. He's so big at this point. But something that bothered me at that concert was like I could barely hear him sing at certain parts because everyone was just screaming, not even singing along, just screaming. And I feel like that ruins the experience, to be quite honest.
Yeah, that's why I love smaller venues, which I know once an artist gets so big, it's hard for that. But that's why smaller venues are just so much better because they're like more intimate.
I agree. One thing I will say, though, and it was kind of like freaky, and I'm sure this happens at a bunch of places. After the concert, like the next day, Lorraine sent me this Instagram post about these two girls who were drugged at the concert. And apparently it happened to like five people or something at this one venue. God. Yeah, and they were saying, like, oh, they woke up in, like, in an alley, and, like, their teeth were chipped. They didn't remember how they got there. Like, after they got their drink at the concert, they don't remember anything else. And this is, like,
terrifying.
Yeah. So, and it's just, like, I don't know. It's, like, freaky because you shouldn't have to worry about those things. Yeah. And I don't know. It's just, like, that would really ruin your experience. But just be on the lookout, I guess, yeah, at concerts. When you're, yeah, drinking. Anyways, that was a long-winded concert, but I'm going to Bon Iver tonight. Spontaneously bought tickets. So freaking excited. Cannot wait. Just good jams. Also,
to hear all about it.
Dijon. Do you know Dijon?
No.
Not the mustard. Yeah. He's opening for Bon, and I didn't think I had heard of him, but I was listening to him a little bit today. And Skin, I know Skin by him, and it's a great song, very chill, very vibey, so we're excited. Nice. Yes.
I love that you referred to Bon Iver, it just says Bone. It sounds like kind of like French when you say it.
I do that all the time over text. I'm like a lazy texter and just will simplify things all the time. And my friend was like, why are we doing just Bone? But yeah. Anywho, I was telling Annie before we started recording, Bop Talk. It's gonna be Hippocampus for me because I don't remember. I think they were on my release radar, and that's why I figured out they had a new album out. But their new album's kind of edgy. I really enjoy it. So one of my bops for this week is going to be Ride or Die by Hippocampus. If you wanna go outside for my look. For my love, I can see you right through me. If you wanna go and get high for my love, make you cry for my love, like you said you knew me. If you wanna go and waste time for my love, pay no mind to my love, you could walk right through me. If you wanna go outside for my love, ride or die for my love, could you see right through me? Actively obsessed.
No, I love it. I love how they sing too. They like really get into it. They like do cool inflections when they sing.
Yeah, and I just get the vibe that they'd be really a cool band to see live.
Oh, I think so for sure.
That song in particular just feels like a shot of serotonin, punch me in the face kind of thing.
Hell yeah.
And then I just love to bring multiple songs to Bop Talk. So I'm gonna play another one from their new album, LP3. And this one's Bang Bang. It's a bit weird, but not really weird, but just like a little, ooh, interesting. Did what I'm gonna take, my life got a bad impression from some bad advice. It's a cold cut from my heart, not life. Bang bang, cheat cheat, back it up now. Did what I'm gonna take, my life got a bad impression from some bad advice. It's a cold cut from my heart, not life. Bang bang, cheat cheat, back it up now. I know you've heard it, so I won't play it too much, but isn't it just fun? So
it's
good.
It's so fun. That one, yeah.
How'd you hear about it?
Well, because I've listened to some Hippocampus before when they were releasing songs from the new album, they would sometimes pop up on Spotify, so I would sometimes listen to the new releases, but I haven't listened to the full new album.
Yeah.
I know that one.
It's good
really
stuff. Yay, we love that. We love this resurgence, this new Hippocampus energy. Here for it. What have you got for me this week?
I was thinking about playing As It Was by Harry Styles, but I think we all know it, so I won't play that one. But As It Was, Harry Styles, do love that release. It's fun. Nightjar and the Nightingale by Rue Paines is a new release by Rue Paines. Mm. And I always love Rue Paines. He's very kind of like indie folk vibes. I secretly think him and I might get married, but
love that.
Listen to this one a little bit. He's very cute.
Nightingale, I'm still awake because of you. Well, I guess that's what her kisses do. Oh, we're sharing summer stories with the wide-eyed moon. And there are dreamers in those chestnut trees. They sing to me life's mysteries, and like the keepsake of those memories. Oh, the long hard days and the honeybees. Well, tell-tale nightingale.
I'll stop it, but yeah, I don't know. I love his voice, just kind of like deep and resonant and...
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Vibes, yeah.
He feels kind of cozy, his voice, and like something you'd play when you're on a road trip or camping or something.
Yeah, I love to listen to all his music when I'm reading too, because it's like very like kind of calm and peaceful, folky stuff that's like not too distracting when I'm like reading. And then to be true to what I've really been listening to this week, not As It Was, though that I haven't listened to.
Oh, I'm sure you haven't. Yeah.
I've been listening to Annie DeRusso a lot this week again, because I think I maybe have shared a song by her before, but Coming Soon I've been listening to.
I'm always waiting on my fall from grace, not even 22, but I think it's coming soon. Can't feel my hands as they're clutching the sink. I'm staring into the mirror, watching my face get weirder. Keep running out of shit to talk about.
I feel like she reminds me a little bit of Liza Ann, the way she sings.
Oh yeah,
like,
she has kind of that energy. I first found her, I think I played one of her songs a while ago on Bop Talk, but I first found her because of TikTok. And so she's like a super like up and coming artist, I think, ish, because I think she's only been releasing music for maybe 2 years. And I think she's going on her first tour this summer.
Cool. So, good for her.
I talked about this before, but I love finding artists when they're like kind of just starting out making them, because it just feels like you're in on the ground floor. And
yeah.
You're like, oh, I can't wait to see what they do. You feel kind of like they're your friend.
I feel weirdly territorial when I see them blow up on TikTok, because that's happened with Giant Rooks like very recently.
Oh yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I knew them before they got big. But yeah.
Wait,
I'm also happy.
Do you know who's opening for Florence and the Machine?
No, who?
Sam Fender.
Oh my god!
Yeah, 17
Wait,
going
that's
under.
So fucking cool.
Yeah.
You're gonna have a wild time at that concert.
I know. He better play
pre-text
that live.
Pretext. Annie got tickets to Florence and the Machine. So everyone knows.
Oh yes, in September. September 8th. So cool. It's a while away, but I'm excited.
Also, that's like really cool for Sam, honestly. Cause,
yeah, I can't wait. You know. His whole album is really good. I know we talked about one on the pod, but that whole new album of his is good, so.
Okay, is he touring with her for like the entirety of the tour or just like a segment?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think he is the headliner for the U.S. tour.
Oh. Catch me like maybe trying to cop tickets to see Sam.
You're like, also, obviously, Florence the Machine.
Also, Florence, but Sam, I think, is just kind of like
it,
edgy.
It adds something new and like to, oh my god, to hear 17 Going Under live.
If I don't get to see it, you better record that for me.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. Anywho,
I guess onto we should transition to Pancakes for Dinner.
Yes, indeed.
Which we love Lizzie.
We do. And Annie is the one who showed me this song and introduced me to Lizzie. As a handful of the songs that I choose to do, for the pod. So that's fun.
It goes
both ways. Oh, but Lizzie's a baby. She was born in 1999, which is just crazy to me. It's weird when we do artists that are younger than us, I feel like.
Yeah.
But yeah. So she's been writing music for a long, long time since she was in, well, not a long, long time, but for a lot of her life since she was in the sixth grade, which I don't know about you. I was not doing anything intellectual or creative at that point in my life. Probably writing fanfic, actually. I think I used to at that age.
Yeah, I was writing Harry Potter fanfiction at that time.
Yeah.
But not good.
Love that for us. I disagree, probably. Didn't know you back then, but I'm sure it was good. But this song, too, Pancakes for Dinner, is a pandemic song. It was released in 2020, the summer, so we were in the thick of things. Lizzie studied songwriting at Berklee College of Music, which is pretty cool. I feel like, I don't know about you, but I know someone who actually went to Berklee, and I just like think it's so cool.
That's really that people, cool. When I was thinking about going to college for music, mm-hmm. that was like the top place I wanted to go.
Oh, wow. Did you apply?
No, I ended up deciding I would be a writer.
Look at you now.
Look at me now.
But she ended up leaving her junior year to focus on music, which she honestly has got a very good sized following. Let me double check, but I know it's like millions of listeners a month on Spotify.
She just got off a tour with Dodie. She was just opening for Dodie.
Oh, that's so cool. You know what? They feel very similar somewhat in their songwriting styles, I feel like. But she's got over 3 million listeners a month. She has released 2 albums, I think, at this point. 2018, Indigo, and then in which she wrote Give Me a Minute while she was studying abroad in the fall of 2019. I don't even know if I was studying abroad, but probably in Spain. And that was when she was writing Give Me a Minute, which this song is off of. And she's like been praised pretty widely. Some Dallas Observer, which is a media outlet here in Dallas, said it was one of the best albums of 2020, and she also performed on Jimmy Kimmel Live, so she's doing great things. We love that for her. Some people would describe her genre, music style, as folk-focused, folk-pop, with a bit of jazz and pop in there. So that's pretty cool. It's kind of a diverse sounding music. But like you said, she toured with Dodie, and she's also collabed with Tom Rosenthal and Jacob Collier, which I think we both really like both of those artists. So that's cool.
And collabed with Ben Kessler. Is that the person who she's on Reckless Driving with?
Yes.
Okay.
You're such a good Lizzie stan.
Reckless Driving is a newer release of hers, which is really fun. It's a duet.
Yeah, I think you've actually talked about it before. Or maybe you haven't. I don't know. But you sent it to me. Yeah. So it might have been one of the two. But it's cool. She's like, obviously, she's a very talented and passionate songwriter. And she said about songwriting in general, I really like writing about small moments. I like using details that you wouldn't think would be a part of that moment, but are. I have a really hard time writing about things that haven't happened to me. And if I go through something, it takes a few months to sort out the feelings enough to put them on paper. Which I feel like sounds a very healthy way of living life and thinking through things. But I think that can definitely, like, I feel like in the songs that I've listened to, and I'm sure you would agree, it feels very realistic, the things she writes about, which checks out. But yeah, I learned about this song through you. I don't know how you found out about her, but
let us know. At this point, maybe it was a Discover Weekly or something, but I've been listening to her for a year or two. I love every time she puts out a new song, I'm pretty excited by it. I find it very pleasing to listen to her, and I think she does cool things and plays with her music, and she just has a lovely voice. Like, she can run just so easily with her voice, and it's oof.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I would agree. I am going to go play a little bit of it, and then we can chat some more about it.
Don't want to be forward, don't want to cross a line, but if I were to crash in this plane tonight, I'd want you to know this. Don't want to say too much, intrude on your space, but if I were to crash and I never made it home, I'd want you to know this. Oh, and to tell you is too scary, so I'll just say something else. And I wish that you could hear me when I talk to myself. But this plane might not land safely, so what the hell do I have to lose if I just tell you? I wanna eat pancakes for dinner, I wanna get stuck in your head, I wanna watch a TV show together, and when we're under the weather we can watch it in bed. I wanna go out on the weekends, I wanna dress up just to get undressed. I think that I should probably tell you this in case there is an accident and I never see you again. So please save all your questions for the end, and maybe I'll be brave enough by then.
Her voice is just so gorgeous.
It is, and I feel like this song, every time I listen to it, I just feel very young, and it feels like something that, you know, like these feelings that it makes you think of and things like that. It just feels like something that would be in like a coming of age movie, or that show, the High School Musical, the musical or whatever, that show, like that kind of thing, because it just feels very young.
There's like this like very naive sweetness to it that I love, that it's talking about love, but in a kind of naive, fresh, like youthful way about you know, having feelings for someone but being scared to say it, and
which, when you just simplify like that, like, everyone, no matter the age, probably feels. But I think, like, at the core, like, growth and putting yourself out there, you're going to feel uncomfortable no matter what. And that's kind of what this song is saying. But it's just fun.
Yeah, it's fun. And it's, like, but the thing is, it feels, I think, naive to us. Or not, like, and I don't mean that in, like, a bad way. Like, youthful. Mm-hmm. Like, hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like jaded. It is about being with someone and kind of wanting to tell them. And later on in the lyrics, you think there might be someone else too that this person loves, but there's no signs of like anger about this not potentially being reciprocated, or angst necessarily.
Yeah.
Like there's longing for sure, but I think that's why it feels that way to us, where it's like it's not jaded by all these other experiences. And
no,
it just feels like, I don't know, very genuine.
Which a lot of the time we don't do songs like that. They're usually like sad if it's like an potential unrequited thing. But here it's just like almost like introspective. Like I need to do this to, you know what I mean? Like get it off my chest kind of thing. And because you don't know anything if you don't put yourself out there. That kind of energy is exuding, I think, here.
Yeah, and I just love. Like a... Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just going to start talking about the lyrics, but you go ahead.
No. I was just going to say like the whole song feels kind of like pumping yourself up to like be brave enough to do something. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like I was thinking back to when I was younger and, like, had a crush on someone and was like, I need to, you know, like, my friend would be like, you need to say something. They won't know otherwise. Like, men are so oblivious, blah, 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 which is fair. But it's kind of like, you know, when your friends are hyping you up to go do something or put yourself out there, this is kind of like an internalized, you need to hype yourself up to do this. Mm-hmm. But I feel like at the same time, don't want to be forward, don't want to cross the line. I love those, like, lyrics to start off the song because – like, when you think about it, you putting yourself out there could ruin whatever friendship this already is, or whatever, like, relationship you do have. And you'd be kicking yourself if you ruin it, you know what I mean? Like, in one sense. So it's like, you don't want to overstep the lines of your friendship, but at the same time, you don't want to keep this in forever, because you never know what could happen if you, like, it could be the best of things if you share.
Yeah, I also interpreted it a little bit like, don't want before, don't want to cross a line. Like, I think that is so true, that it's that fear of ruining a friendship when you care about this person a lot because you don't want to lose this person. And also, I don't know, to me it felt like kind of really innocent in a way, as like, they don't want to like intrude in this person's space or bother them because they love them. Like, but at the same time, they do just feel like, I love this person so much, like, I do want them to know that. It's like, not even as much about reciprocation as it is just like, how do you have these feelings and not say that to someone else?
Yes, that's actually a really great point. And I don't remember when I was thinking about this, but it's kind of the thought that you're not even thinking of yourself. You just want the other person to know they are loved by someone out there. And like, because that is such a lovely feeling, no matter, you know, if they are sad or like they're having the best of days, it's just, you feel so warm and fuzzy if you, like, just knowing that someone loves you, even if you don't feel the same. It's just like, wow, I am worthy of love. I am loved.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's really nice. That's an interesting thought you had there.
But
Yeah, in the second verse. Yeah, that's what you were talking about exactly.
Yeah, no, but I think it's both for sure. And then obviously it's like, but if I were to crash in this plane tonight, I want you to know this. So it's that like feeling of like, this is, I don't want to regret not saying something. But the repetition in the second verse, which repetition of ideas, not word for word, but don't want to say too much, intrude on your space, I think just speaks to that like, kind of self-doubt of speaking, of that back and forth, of having to like hype yourself up to do it. But if I were to crash and never made it home, I'd want you to know this.
And I think that to me is the core of this song and why I like it so much. I had a massive crush on someone semi-recently, like massive.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop thinking. I think you know what I'm talking about. And and I... like, I would just be like, oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. Like, in my head, always thinking about, like, him. And apparently, you know, I'm not as obvious as I think, you know, when you're having a crush or whatever. And so, I don't know, one day I was just like, I'm going to say something, like, hype myself up for it. After, like, several times of wanting to hype myself up. And I did. And I was so, like, proud of myself after. It didn't go the way I wanted, but I was so proud of myself after. And, like, on the car ride home, this came up on Shuffle, Pancakes for Dinner, and I was listening to the lyrics, as one does, and I was kind of just, you know what? Like, that didn't go the way I wanted, but I really would have regretted it if I didn't, like, do or say anything.
Yes, because... which, hearing this song in that situation would hit so much harder, I think. But, no, it's like, you've got to do that, and it gets easier to be brave like that the more you do it. I love that you did that.
Yeah, thank you. It's because it's one of those things, like, if... you know, something did happen, or to you or whatever, like in any sense of the word, and you had that regret, you'd be just thinking, oh, what if I did this? Or like, oh, I wish I had at least said that. It didn't work out, but I wish I had said that, like, for their sake or something. Like, that's just really kind of selfless.
Yeah.
But I think too, when you go into the next a couple lines of, oh, and to tell you is too scary, so I'll just say something else. That's kind of, and I mean, I'm sure we've all been there when we're thinking we're about to do something, we've hyped ourselves up, and then we get too scared and we like retreat or end up pivoting and saying something else. Like, you open your mouth to like say something you really need to say, or maybe that'll make you vulnerable, but then you just shake it out last minute.
Yeah.
I think that's incredibly realistic of her to like have that as a line in this song, which I really love. And I wish that you could hear me when I talk to myself, you know, your internal monologue, maybe of like how, why you love them or whatever. And if they could hear you rather than you making yourself vulnerable and saying it, that's always what we'd want, rather than like almost walking off a cliff in fear.
And I think also too that like sometimes we aren't able to articulate the feelings we have inside of us perfectly. And so I feel like that too. It's like, I wish they could just feel exactly what I'm feeling so they could understand, as opposed to the potentially garbled mess of what I tell them if I'm not saying it right. And also just that like wanting to be honest with them and wanting them to see the most honest like version of themselves. I love that. And I like that idea too, that in this pre-chorus she says, you know, so I'll just say something else. And that kind of is what the chorus is saying. It's not saying, hey, I love you.
Yeah.
It's talking about all these very sweet things they could do together.
Soft, very domestic,
which speaks to love, or like speaks that desire to be with a person, but doesn't just say, hey, I love you, which is like why I love the chorus so much too. Like, I want to eat pancakes for dinner. That's just such a sweet, easy thought of wanting to, like, how the person you care about, like, anything you do with them is going to be the best thing ever.
Yeah, and then, I mean, everything in there, these are just, like, actions that you do with someone who you feel, you know, feelings for. I want to, you know, get into bed and watch movies when the weather's poor, and I want to get stuck in your head, basically have the crush reciprocated, or, like, have the feelings that you feel reciprocated. I want to go out on the weekends. I want to dress up just to get undressed. Like, that's kind of intimate. Do you know what I mean? It's it's saying things without actions, without saying words. And I think that's just really lovely here, and kind of adds to the... Because, I mean, the title itself is very sweet, Pancakes for Dinner. Like, very... Yeah. I used to think, oh, that's a really interesting song for a title. Song for a title. Title for a song. That doesn't sound right. But it really fits it when you actually... listen to the lyrics and listen to the just kind of whole tone of the song.
Yes. It's like the idealized version too of what their relationship would be, and that kind of fantasy, and wanting, hoping that fantasy can be real. And the chorus goes, you know, I think I should probably tell you this in case there is an accident and I never see you again, which, like you noted, is kind of morbid.
It's,
which
it's
is just funny, but it's also like,
it's funny.
I think it reflects too, especially when you're younger and you're trying to like navigate feelings or tell someone you like them, it does feel like the end of the world potentially. Like, it feels really terrifying, so it kind of is a great way of like reflecting on those feelings. Really need to think about the possibility of just being dead to be able to actually get this out.
Well, I was just gonna say too, I feel like that lyric is very typical, not typical, but on brand for this generation. Like, Lizzie's quite young, and it feels appropriate given, like, our tone. I say our, because we're very close to, you know, we're a couple years off from them. And also, it's just people around our age are very dark, and they'd rather say something kind of dark humor than, you know, something else. And so it feels right being like, you know what, you know, we could die tomorrow, so let me just go do this YOLO thing or whatever.
Yep.
So that energy is very much in this song as well, which sometimes you really got to tell yourself that, like, what's the worst that could happen? Or like, I'm only alive for so and so amount of time. Why not just do the thing?
Yeah. I was telling someone else this, but my motto about a lot of things is it'll probably work out. It'll probably be okay.
This is great energy. Very optimistic.
And also just, so please save all your questions for the end and maybe I'll be brave enough by then. So it does feel like the song feels like working up to the bravery. And I just feel like it also highlights again, like, that full idea of them needing to just, like, know everything that's in their head, like, and everything about their love. Like, don't cut me off. Like, I just want to be able to fully explain this feeling to you. And that's enough.
Yeah. Retweet. Emphasize. I will play some more.
Don't want to say something wrong. Don't want to be weird. But if... you're still in love with her, I think that I'll leave it there. And I won't ever tell you this. Oh, 'cause to tell you is too scary. So I'll just say something else. Like, how was fall semester? And what was that song about? I'll try to hide the way I feel, but I'll just wanna shout. What do I have to lose right now? I wanna eat pancakes for dinner. I wanna get stuck in your head. I wanna watch a TV show together. And when we're under the weather, we can watch it in bed. I wanna go out on the weekends. I wanna dress up just to get undressed. I think that I should probably tell you this in case there is an accident and I never see you again. So please save all your questions for the end. And maybe I'll be brave enough by then. Or maybe I won't ever say what's in my head. No, I won't have to say anything. You'll see.
Beautiful.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed, indeed.
I mean, it continues a lot of the same sentiments of just don't want to say something wrong, don't want to be weird.
Don't want to ruin the relationship.
Yeah, and it introduces that. But if you're still in love with her, I think that I'll leave it there. Mm. Which kind of enters the idea of, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, that there's, like, that possible complication and doesn't want to, like, affect anything going on in their life.
Mm.
But I love, oh, because to tell you is too scary, so I'll just say something else. Like, how was fall semester? And what was that song about? Like, I don't know. It's just, like, so sweet, those, like, small things of just interacting with a person.
Mm-hmm.
But also the hope that, like, these very simple questions that wouldn't really reveal, like, hey, I'm in love with you, could somehow signal, like, can't you just tell? Like, can you just tell that I'm infatuated with you?
Which, I don't know if you ever get this way, but I don't know. If you're just talking to someone and the energy seems like, oh, maybe they're into you, but you don't want to be full of yourself and think that that's what it is and they're just being friendly. But sometimes I wonder, like, how oblivious some people are when someone likes them, because it seems pretty clear as the person who likes them or as an outsider, honestly. But I do really enjoy those lines because, that makes me feel like, oh, wow, back when we were in school, in college or whatever, when you would just ask those so mundane things, like, how's the semester going for you? You know, almost small talky type of things. Yeah.
Just to initiate conversation with that person. Yeah.
Exactly.
Just because you want to talk to them. It doesn't even matter what you're talking about.
Yes.
You've got their attention for a little bit.
Yeah. And honestly, that even goes as, like, besides, like, a crush on someone, but just, like, wanting to be someone's friend and you don't even know them that well, but you just want to, like, establish a connection of some sort. You would just, like, even in school, do you know when you were back at Emerson? I don't know if you ever did that, but I feel like with you, I was like, when you would sit over on our side of the room for publishing, I would be like, oh my gosh, are you going to, like, this meeting today, or did you watch that episode or whatever? Just to, like, you know, have a conversation.
And then you saw me on Tumblr and you were like, oh my god, I have to follow you on Tumblr. And I was like, I don't know if you're ready to follow me on Tumblr, but okay, now friendship is true.
Yeah.
You're too much about me.
You know, just you'll say kind of anything to get them to talk to you just because, like, they fill you with joy or whatever. Like, just having a conversation with them.
So true. And we talked about the chorus a little bit already, which I love. But then that outro at the end, too. Or maybe I won't ever say what's in my head. No, I won't have to say anything. You'll say it instead.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, on one hand, talking to, like, just the hope that maybe they'll realize, that they'll initiate, that you won't have to say it. But I think also it kind of speaks to that idea before when she was saying, like, I hope that you could just get in my head of, like, maybe you'll be able to know me so well that you will just be able to tell and, like, you'll be able to read my thoughts, and speaks to, like, that potential intimate connection.
I agree, and I do feel like it could be kind of open-ended because, like, it speaks to this could go great or this could not go great, but
yeah,
it is what it is because I won't have to say anything, you'll say it instead. You'll say that you feel the same, like you can tell by my actions, or you'll say something that will make me not want to speak my truth, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's a great way to end it because, and I feel like it also, the song just, like, so completely, the way it's written and structured speaks to Lizzie's songwriting style. If she talks about these real moments that have happened to her, and it's very much introspective rather than actions of others also reflected in it. And so I really liked that about this one.
I agree.
I love it when we agree.
Ah! Pancakes for Dinner. Lovely song. Lizzie McAlpine. Listen to her. Every song by her is just gorgeous.
Annie's single-handedly converting the masses to be Lizzie fans. I am part of the masses. Nice indeed. What's going on? What's going on? I feel like I have a bit of an accent. What's going on next week?
What's going on? Well, I think we wanted to do a kind of 1-year anniversary, though it's slightly belated, After Dark episode. So I think that'll be our next episode, if I'm
correct. OMG.
So we'll be soliciting some questions from y'all. We'll be talking about all sorts of fun things, recapping perhaps about the start of this pod and how the last year has gone.
Oh, gosh.
And it's going to be great. And then we'll announce what the next song will be, so it'll be great. We're looking forward to it. In the meantime,
on the lookout.
You can follow us on Instagram or Twitter at Songs That Send Us. And if you're a Spotify listener, give us a rating. Give us a follow. If you're an Apple Podcast listener, give us a rating. Give us a follow. Give us a review, if you'd be so kind. As a reminder, we do have playlists, too, of all of our Bop Talks and episode songs.
Hell yeah, we do.
On Spotify, if you want to listen to everything we talk about. And yeah, we love you guys.
We love you. We're gonna love you and leave ya.
Love you and leave ya.